Welcome to Assets and Aging, the local show, recorded while I'm living, so I guess it's live, the live recorded local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me when I get older? How do I make really unbelievably difficult decisions? More difficult than you can ever imagine, folks. How do I do that? How do I be wise? How am I wise? How do I make the right choices? How do I decide where mom stays or dad stays? How do I do all of that in the midst of a storm, a blizzard of enormous proportions that's trying to blow us and the family everywhere? Glad to have you with me. As always, here for 20 years on KFBK, talking about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of me? How do we make wise decisions? How do we do all the things that we need to do when that happens? I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Glad to have you here. Today, my subject is going to be, how can you get millionaires on Medi-Cal? Very controversial subject, but we're going to talk about it. It was the subject of my podcast on Wednesday. If you don't listen to my podcast on Wednesday, every Wednesday at noon, I do a podcast on 10 minutes on some issue or relating to aging, something current and whatever. So I'm glad to have you with us. I think it's going to be a good show. I'm kind of looking forward to it. You're going to hear stuff I don't think I've ever talked about in 20 years. You'll hear some stuff that's, you know, a recurring theme, but not all of it. How do you get a hold of me? A couple things I have to get out of the way up front. Remember, I'm not an attorney, even though recently attorneys have been sending their paralegals to my workshops to spy on me. I don't know why, yes, that's actually happened, folks. Even though I tell everybody I'm not an attorney, I don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license. I'm not securities licensed, I don't want to be. I'm not a tax advisor. I have a legal document assistant license recorded and bonded in Sacramento County, California. Which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, financial, or tax advice. It's my opinion only. Now, that said, quite often, my opinion is a good one. In fact, sometimes, my opinion is a great one. In fact, my opinion has probably saved people over the last 30 years $50 million, maybe more. But it's still my opinion only. So far, a lot of the times, my opinion works. But we got to get that out of the way. How do you get a hold of me? How do you get to my workshops? My next workshop is not scheduled yet. I would look on my website, assetsandaging.com. I am trying to schedule a workshop for the 26th of January. That's my goal, is the 26th of, I'm thumbing through my calendar. Yes, the 26th of January is what I'm shooting for. If not the 26th, probably the 2nd, which is the day before the Super Bowl. So one of those days, but you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can look it up there. When I have a workshop ready to go, it'll be there, and you can call me. Or you can email me and you can get tickets to the workshops. Remember, my workshops are done in my office. In fact, the one today, I wish I could tell you how intense the one today was that I did. I'm recording this show on the 17th, and I just did a workshop, and it was very small, and it was very intense. I can't go into all the details, but there was someone there who really needed a lot of help. And we were able to help. So anyhow, if you've not been to one of my workshops, you can go to my website, see when my next one is. It will either be on the 26th or the 2nd of February. I don't know yet. But go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can always find out when my upcoming workshops are. You can always call me, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. I may sneeze in a minute here, folks. You can always get a hold of me, and I can give you information on upcoming workshops. Or if you're dealing with an immediate need, set up an appointment. Just call me and come in and see me. Okay, in the last... Oh, by the way, let's see. Do I have it here? I just read, and I didn't print it out. It was an article somewhere that I read this week that someone has in the stage 2 trials of a vaccine that has proved... Oh, there's nothing else that works, folks. There's all kinds of other stuff going on, but there's nothing out there that works. And there was an article the other day that I did not print. I should have. And they're talking about a vaccine that may work or has some efficacious benefits for Alzheimer's. It's a brand new thing. It's in a early stages of trial. It's called UB311. It's a synthetic vaccine. Let's see. Yeah, I think this is the new one. And it's in studies. Where did I read this? I'm going there right now on my phone. Isn't it amazing? I can talk to you on the radio. Go to my phone. Blah, 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 blah. Where did I read this? It doesn't tell me. This is just an article on it in Alzheimer's News Today, but that's not... The one I read was much more definitive and up to date. But if you Google Alzheimer's vaccine, there are some interesting things going on. I may have read it at Bloomberg News. United Neurosciences may have something of a first step. That's it. I was in Bloomberg. First step for a family biotech vaccine against Alzheimer's. It's not here yet. It won't be here for a while, but it was an interesting clinical study. I think you'll find it really, really interesting. But it was in Bloomberg Business Week, which means I may have read it in the Wall Street Journal. But if you Google a first step for a family biotech vaccine against Alzheimer's, that's my up-to-date news of the day. Try to keep everybody as up-to-date as possible on what's going on when it comes to the issues of aging. Okay, those of you who get my newsletter, I sent you out 2 quizzes. How did y'all do? If you came to my workshop, you got the answers. If you didn't come to my workshops, you didn't get the answers. But let me give you, I'm going to go over these with you just for my first newsletter. And I'll give you the answers. There were 2 newsletters, and one had a true-false test, and then the other one was a true-false test, the sequel. So the first 10 true-false questions, let's see how you do. Answer them. And then I want to get to the topic of the day. Can millionaires get Medi-Cal to pay for nursing homes and other long-term care? These are the questions, true or false. Medi-Cal may no longer recover against the value of your home if you were in a nursing home, true or false? The answer to that is false. Under certain circumstances, they still can recover. Since last year, the VA, for aid in attendance, counts income as both an asset and income, true or false? The answer is true. The VA counts income as both income and an asset. Nobody else does that. Next question. IRAs do not count for the VA, but do count for Medi-Cal. True or false? The answer is false. I'm sorry, true. IRAs do not count for... Oh, yeah, false. It's the other way around. IRAs aren't an issue for Medi-Cal. They're a big issue for the VA. Having a funeral plan... Next question. Having a funeral plan could make you ineligible for Medi-Cal. True or false? The answer is in some cases true. It is possible. If you are on in-home support services, IHSS, or general Medi-Cal, the state can do an estate recovery after you die. True or false? False. If one spouse is in a nursing home, the well spouse can keep a limit of about $123,000 of savings and about $3,000 a month in income and a home. True or false? False. But I'm not going to tell you why it's false. You'll have to come in and see me or come to a workshop. Next question. Nursing homes have limited Medi-Cal beds. True or false? The answer is false. There's no such thing as a Medi-Cal bed. And if a nursing home tells you they have no Medi-Cal beds, they're lying to you. You cannot have nursing home Medi-Cal and a home and a rental and an IRA. True or false? The answer to that question is false. Being single means I cannot keep any money or my home if I need Medi-Cal to pay for a nursing home. I must spend it all down. True or false? The answer to that question is false. So how did you do? I'll bet you somebody came in the other day that had the first one, and we went through them, and they had gotten 8 out of the 10 of them incorrectly. And I haven't even gotten to the second ones because I want to get to my topic for the day. There's a lot of misunderstanding about Medi-Cal. There's a lot of misunderstanding about nursing homes. There's a lot of misunderstanding about rehabs and admission versus observation and share of cost and IRAs and community spouses and probate code petitions and all kind fair hearings. And there's a lot of misunderstanding. There's a lot of misunderstanding among a lot of nonprofits, a lot of attorneys, a lot of CPAs, a lot of stockbrokers about long-term care and Medi-Cal. There's just a lot of misinformation. And that misinformation costs people a lot of money, a lot of money. Some of the misinformation is purposeful. There are certain groups or organizations that want to sell you their materials, or they want to do this, or they want to do that, and they purposefully give out misinformation. Or there are some people that just have a bias to anybody getting Medi-Cal. I just read a newsletter out of an outfit out of the Northwest. They don't want anybody to get Medi-Cal to help pay for a nursing home or long-term care. I mean, they want none. They're paid for by the long-term care industry. Nothing wrong with long-term care insurance. But there's a lot of people out there who profit from misinformation. A lot. A lot. So let's talk about millionaires on Medi-Cal. There's information. The state has done stuff. I've read. I've got tons of stuff on millionaires on Medi-Cal. And there are organizations in the state and heads of DHCS and all kind other people who go apoplectic over all the people that are millionaires that are on Medi-Cal. And I have a good friend who went to a meeting once I'm not going to tell you who or what the meeting was, But I'll tell you this, it was somebody that advocates and hates the fact that believes everybody on Medi-Cal. So he said, can you name one person? Can the state, can you as an organization name one millionaire on Medi-Cal that you know of? And of course they couldn't. It's a myth that's promulgated to keep people from even trying. It's purposeful, folks. Now, the question, let's go back to the question. The question is, can someone who's a millionaire and is in a nursing home get Medi-Cal to help pay for it? Not should they, not is it ethical, not would they, but can they? And the answer is, what do you think? Drum roll, please. What do you think? Can a millionaire who's in a nursing home, married maybe, can they get Medi-Cal to help pay for a nursing home? The answer is yes. The answer is absolutely, positively yes. And I can't tell you, I know of an elder law attorney who may still do it in Southern California who used to run ads that said, I can get millionaires on Medi-Cal. And he does. That's not, again, you can have all the clouded, you can cloud the issue anywhere you want to with, well, you shouldn't do that, and blah, 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 blah. The issue is, can you? Can someone who's a multimillionaire pay no income taxes? Yes. It's possible. There's an entire industry of CPAs and tax advisors that help people pay little or no income tax. Now, you can argue whether they should or shouldn't or whatever, but the regulations say that they can. The same thing is true with Medi-Cal. Let me give you an example. You have a home with and an IRA and some money, and you're married. And Dad, let's pick on Dad. Can we pick on Dad? I always like picking on Dad. If you have a home that, let's say, is worth $900,000. That's not hard, by the way. I've talked to two people this week who have homes in excess of $1 million, and they're tract homes in the Bay Area. They're not mansions out on Lake, on Folsom Lake. They're not out in Granite Bay somewhere. Man, these are just houses in the Bay Area. That's it. And they're both worth more than $1 million. So let's just say it's you have a house worth $900,000. $900,000, okay? And the Medi-Cal has let me back up. Let me make this easier. You have a house worth $800,000 because my numbers will work out better. You have a house worth $800,000. And you have $200,000 in an IRA, and you have $100,000. That's still more than $1 million, but I'm going to live with it. You have $800,000 house. I still didn't do the math right in my head. But you have an $800,000 house, you have a $200,000 IRA, and you have $100,000 in the bank. And you need, Dad goes into a nursing home, can you get Medi-Cal to pay for the nursing home? The answer is yes. Well, Bob, how can you do that? Well, the $800,000, let me just go through it with you very quickly. Now again, we're not talking, I haven't mentioned income. I'll throw out income. You got $4,000 in income. So you got a house, you got $5,000 in income. You've got a house worth $800,000. You have $200,000 in an IRA. You have $5,000 a month in income and $100,000 in the bank. Can that person, if they go into a nursing home, can they get Medi-Cal? The answer is yes. Again, so how do we do this? Let's go through it very slowly. Okay? They have an $800,000 house that's exempt. It's exempt. That means it doesn't count. It's exempt. We don't care about the house. It doesn't count. It's under the home asset exemption limit. It's $800,000 and it doesn't count. So yes, that doesn't count. Dad has $100,000 in an IRA and mom has $100,000 in an IRA. So they have $200,000 in IRAs. Mom's IRA doesn't even count. We don't care about it. And dad's IRA doesn't count if we're taking income out of it. So the house doesn't count. The IRA doesn't count. What about the $100,000 in the bank? In addition to the house and the IRAs, mom's allowed to keep $123,600. Well, that's more than that this year. About $127,000 in cash. So mom is a millionaire and dad's in a nursing home on Medi-Cal. And that absolutely can and should be done. The rules allow it. And mom may have a share of cost, but and maybe not, depending on whether we use some other techniques that are available. But that millionaire family got Medi-Cal. Now, again, you can argue with it. You can argue with whatever you want to argue with, but the rules and the regulations and federal law and state law absolutely allow that scenario. Absolutely allow that scenario. I will say it again. They absolutely allow that scenario. Now, it takes some pre-planning. You have to make sure there's some things in place. But if you've done those things, if you've talked to someone wise, if you've talked to someone who has the correct information, and if you've talked to someone who knows how to plan for these things, that can absolutely happen. This myth about you have to be broke and you can't have anything is a myth, and it hurts people and it hurts families. And it hurts them every single day. Every single day. How long is it going to hurt your family? How long are you going to wait to make sure that you've done the things necessary to protect? Well, Bob, I don't have $1 million house. No, you got a $500,000 house and you're 50. How much do you think your house is going to be worth when you're 80 and you go into a nursing home? Oh, I never thought about it that way. Neither did any of the people in the Bay Area who bought their houses for $200,000 and they're now worth $1.4 million. Again, this week, I've talked to two people that live in tract houses in the Bay Area and they're both worth more than $1.3 million. Just the same houses they lived in for 30 years. If you want to come to one of my workshops, if you're dealing with this today, and everybody's told you you can't plan for this and you can't deal with this, they are not telling you the truth. You absolutely can. But it's up to you. You can keep going around and doing nothing, going, oh, well, you know, rubbing your hands together, going, oh, woe is me. I have to spend down. There's nothing I can do. Everybody told me I can't do anything. I got too much. My brokerage account's too much. My IRA's too much. My income's too much. There's nothing I can do. There may be a lot to do, but you just haven't talked to anybody that knew what it was. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or assetsandaging.com. You can go to my website, send me an email, sign up for a workshop, get to the next workshop. I don't have a date yet, but it will either be the 26th or the 2nd of February. So you could sign up in advance for whichever one of those it's going to be. But what you have to do is begin to take action. You don't have, if you have a little bit of something that you saved up, you don't have to lose it. Don't believe the naysayers. 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. The consultation is free. The workshops are free. You have to decide if you're ready to take the steps to protect you and your family. We'll be back in just a second with more here on Assets and Aging Affording the Future. And I want to continue the discussion of can millionaires get Medi-Cal? And I want to talk about in-home care and some other things. We'll be back in a second. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. Going to take a little drink here. Have to make noises so that the alarm doesn't go off on dead air. Should have done that during the break, but I forgot to. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We're talking here about can millionaires get on Medi-Cal? I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Glad to have you with us. Remember all the disclaimers and all the other stuff in the first half hour. Not an attorney. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only, even though my opinion most of the time is the correct opinion. But it's still just my opinion. We talked about nursing homes and costs and assets and millionaires on Medi-Cal. Let me talk about another one. IHSS. IHSS is misunderstood, in-home support services. What is that? There's a Medi-Cal program that will pay for someone to come into your home and take care of you or a loved one. You or your spouse or your Grammy or your Aunt Mildred or whoever it is. It's called in-home support services. Now, it used to be that it had a $2,000 asset limit. That changed. It changed a couple years ago when the rules changed and the spousal impoverishment rules, they're called, began to apply to IHSS and to the PACE program, which is adult daycare for people with dementia. And so they now have basically the same rules that they had for long-term care Medi-Cal, which is pretty exciting. So whereas you used to, in order to get IHSS or the waiver program, well, the waiver program you still kind of do, but PACE, a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly, which is adult daycare, again, for people with dementia, now the same rules apply that apply for Medi-Cal if you're over a certain age. So, and what it means is that the house and assets that used to make you ineligible for IHSS no longer do. So, now, the bad thing about IHSS, in-home support services, is that the hours are limited. I think it's still 283 hours a month. They haven't changed that. It'll never make any sense to me. Let's stop and think about this from a Medi-Cal standpoint. If you go into a nursing home, Medi-Cal is going to pay out $6,000-$8,000 a month for you to be in that nursing home. If you stay at home, they're paying somebody $12 to $15 an hour to do that. So if they paid somebody $12 an hour for 12 hours a day, that's $144 a day instead of $350 a day. And therefore, that person wouldn't have to go into a nursing home. But that's not the way it works. I don't write the rules. I'm not the legislature. The legislature cares about other things. It doesn't care about old people. it doesn't care about the disabled. It cares about that you have a parking place if you're disabled, or if you're an older person, you get the blue sticker, but it really doesn't care about other things related. They don't care. They really, if you look at what the legislature cares about, folks, you ain't it. So, but IHSS, I think, still has a 283-hour a month maximum. But what if you could pick up 100 hours to help take care of your husband? What if you had a house and $100,000 in the bank and a couple of $3,000 a month of income, and your husband, you're trying to take care of your husband, and you can't do it? What if you could get some help in the house to help take care of your husband, and Medi-Cal would pay for it? Wouldn't that be a good thing? Well, because the spousal impoverishment rules now apply to IHSS and to PACE, you may be able to do that. You may be able to do that. So again, everybody's been told that if you have a little something-something, you can't get on Medi-Cal to help pay for care if you're elderly. That's a lie. I don't know how to say it. And there's a lot of industry that lives on that lie. A lot of nonprofits, a lot of other people, a lot of attorneys, a lot of CPAs, a lot of other people who live, stockbrokers, who live on that lie. No offense to stockbrokers, but I've never met a one of them who knew how Medi-Cal worked. They've all been told you have to spend down. And that's what they tell their clients, when in fact, that's not true. And the stockbrokers that I've worked with in the past that I've been able to educate have been able to help more people than they ever thought they were going to be able to help. And just as an aside, I'll come and do a workshop anytime for your group or organization. I do them all the time, and I would be happy to do one for you or your group or your organization. Just call me. Okay, so millionaires on Medi-Cal. So I'm going to give you another example. Are you ready? Well, Bob, I can't get on Medi-Cal because I own a rental house. I have a house and I have a rental house in my... I don't have much money because we bought the rental house. But I have a house and I have a rental house and I have a little bit of money. And my husband's gone into a nursing home and it looks like we're going to have to sell the rental because everybody told us we can't keep the rental. We have too much money because the rental's worth $300,000. And lots of people have been told that. So let me go give you an example. We have a house that's worth $400,000. We have a rental that's worth $300,000. And we've got $100,000 in the bank. Let's forget income for a minute. Income's not an issue here. And everybody says, well, Bob, you got a $400,000 house, you got $300,000. Okay, so the house is exempt, Bob, but the rental's worth $300,000 and you got $100,000 in the bank. That's $400,000. And the rules say you can only have about $124,000 in cash, so that person cannot get on Medi-Cal for a nursing home. Can't happen, never will happen. And my attorney told me it can't happen, and my CPA told me it can't happen, and it can't happen. And I'm sitting here telling you that it absolutely not only can happen, that I've done it before. Why? Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to look at the assessed value of the house. Mom and Dad bought the rental a long time ago. And the rental has an assessed valuation. They've had it for 15 years. The rental has an assessed valuation of $50,000. The rental has an evaluation of $50,000. The rental, so, okay, so the house is exempt, but so the with the rental, I can either count the fair market value or the assessed value. I get to pick which value I want to use. So in this case, I'm going to use the assessed value, which was $50,000. We got about $75,000, $60,000, $70,000 in cash. That person qualifies, dad qualifies for Medi-Cal in a nursing home or IHSS or the PACE program, even though dad has a rental. But dad and mom have a rental. And yet they've been told they can't qualify. And it's simply not true. It's not true. Mom and dad have a house worth $400,000. They have $200,000 in an IRA and $100,000 in cash. The house doesn't count, the IRAs don't count, and the $100,000 is below the threshold. So mom and dad, even though their stockbroker, their insurance agent, the attorney, the CPA, all told them they had $300,000 in cash, that's too much money, they were wrong. Why? How did that happen, Bob? I don't know, but it happens all the time. I'll give you another example. Mom and dad have a house. Dad also has a warehouse that's zoned commercial that he's had in the family for a long time, and they rent the warehouse out. But it's zoned commercial. It's a commercial building. It's exempt. So mom and dad have a house and a commercial building and some money, and dad, who's in a nursing home, might qualify for Medi-Cal. Now, notice in all of this, I didn't talk about should they or, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. And it's done by wise people every day. What if I had an eightplex? I'll give you another one. Well, I've had both of these. What if I had a house and an eightplex? Can I get on Medi-Cal if my husband goes in a nursing home? Yeah. Do I have to sell the eightplex? No. Do I have to sell the house? No. Can I keep the income from the eightplex? Yeah. I'll give you another one. Mom and dad have a house, and they have a little strip mall. You know, one of those things with a liquor store and a nail salon and, you know, 5, 6, 7 businesses. Do mom and dad have to sell the strip mall if dad goes into a nursing home or mom goes in? No. Can they keep the house in the strip mall? Yeah. Could dad get on Medi-Cal? Yeah. Why? Because business property is exempt, folks. One house is not considered a business property, but an eightplex or a strip mall is. What if dad and mom ran a bakery? They had a nice bakery. They sold donuts and pastries and all that kind of stuff, and they had a house. And dad went into a nursing home. Does mom have to sell the bakery in order to get Medi-Cal for dad? No. Now, what I'm saying to you today is going to make a lot of people really, really, really angry. Because they're going to say, well, Bob, ethically, you shouldn't be telling people all of this because, you know, the state's going to go broke. Well, first of all, my job is not to make sure whether or not the state goes broke. My job is to let people know what they can and can't do when it comes to preserving a lifetime's work. If dad had cancer, would he have to lose the bakery? No. Why? Because Medicare would pay for it. And everybody'd say, well, yeah, that's fine. That's okay. Then why can't we use the rules that Medi-Cal have to say dad doesn't have to lose the bakery if he goes into a nursing home? It's still health insurance. Medi-Cal is health insurance, folks. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but it's health insurance. There are several different programs. One of the health insurance programs is for people over 65 or who are blind or disabled, or people under 65 who meet certain criteria who are in a nursing home. The problem is, for whatever reason and whatever vested interest, people have been told for 30 years, 40 years, that they can't get Medi-Cal if they have anything, and that's simply not true. Now, the catch to all of this is, you have to plan for it. Just having a boilerplate this or a will or a power of it doesn't mean you're going to be able to navigate all of this stuff. You have to have a plan. Your kids have to know what's going on. There has to be a plan. I wish I could tell you all the people that show up at my door and the doors of elder law attorneys that I respect. And there are some that I have high respect for. And what the messes are that they show up with. And the first thing everybody has to do is straighten up the mess that somebody else has created because they've been told all kinds of stuff. They've been told you have to buy a product. They've been told you have to buy this. They've been told you have to buy that. They've been told whatever. And the reality is, everything that I've just told you, not only do I know for a fact you can do, but either I've done it or I know people who I know and trust who have done it, who are, it's done all day long by people who know what they're doing. It's just a key. The key to all of this, folks, is to acknowledge the situation. Is mom getting older? Is dad getting older? Is grandma or grandpa getting older? Are you getting older? What's your plan? For what, Bob? Who's going to take care of you? And how are you going to pay for it? What's your plan? I had somebody in my office today who has a house out toward Roseville. And is getting older and is very concerned and wants to be able to leave the house to the kids. And I said, that's great. I applaud you. What's your plan? Well, what do you mean? Well, what's your plan? How are you going to leave the house? Well, I'll do a will. That's great. You're going to do a will. Okay, do a will. When you're dead, it'll go to your kids. Through probate, and it'll all be fine, and they'll get it, and it'll be fine. But what if you don't die? What do you mean, Bob? What if I don't die? So what if you don't die? What if you have a stroke tomorrow, and you wind up in a nursing home? What if you wind up in assisted living? What if you wind up a vegetable at home? What's your plan? You want to leave everything to the kids, but you have no plan for your death, disability, or frailty. Well, I never thought about it. I thought I would just go to the hospital and I would die from the heart attack. Okay, but you know what? Not everybody dies in a hospital. A lot of people die in nursing homes and in assisted living and in boarding cares, or if they do die at home, they usually die having had caregivers for 2 years. So what's your plan? I don't have one. Don't you think it would be good to have thought about this? Well, Bob, I'd like to think about it, but I've been told all along that what's the use, because I could never get Medi-Cal if I went in a nursing home. Anyhow, I have too much money. Do you really? Where in the regulations, anywhere in the Medi-Cal, Medicaid regulations, will you find the term, you have too much money? You won't. Where in the regulations will you find that if you're married, you can only have $123,600 as of last year? I don't know what it is this year. It's about $124,000. Where does it say that? It doesn't say that anywhere. Where in the regulations does it say that you can't have $1 million in assets and still get Medi-Cal to help pay for a nursing home. Where does it say that? Well, I went to a workshop once, Bob, and that's what they said. I know, but where does it say that? I tell people to learn a phrase. This is a good phrase to learn. When you hear somebody say anything about anything, whether it's Medi-Cal or nursing homes or Medicare or hospital, whatever it is, and you hear somebody say, well, you know, you can't have more than $124,000 and get Medi-Cal for a nursing home. Here's the phrase you need to learn. Learn this phrase. Are you ready? You write it down. Not if you're driving. Remember it. It's where does it say that? Where does it say that? Five words. Where does it say that? Not, well, I read it somewhere. Well, where? Well, somebody told me. Who? Where did they read it? Well, I went to a workshop and they told me. Yeah, and where did they get those rules? Where does it say that you can't have money? Where does it say that you're going to lose your house? Where does it say that you can't have a rental? Where does it say that you can't have an IRA or a 401k? And the answer is, it doesn't say that, and it doesn't say that anywhere. So the reality in all of this, folks, is you need to be informed, and you need to have a plan, and you need to get off your rear end and do something about it. The people that lose everything that I've known in my life, and it's in the scores of people who literally have lost everything, never had a plan. Their plan was, I hope it just works out. Remember, hope is not a plan. Hope is not a plan. Hope has no A, B, C, D, or E. I'm just hoping it all works out. I'm just hoping it's all going to be okay. Can millionaires get Medi-Cal to pay for a nursing home? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Do I have to be poor to get Medi-Cal to pay for a nursing home? No. Do I have to be poor to get Medi-Cal to pay for in-home support services? No. Do I have to be poor to get PACE? No. You don't. But what you have to be is informed. How do you do that? Well, listen to this program. Keep listening to the program. I've been doing this for 20 years. I have saved thousands of people millions of dollars that they saved for the people that they loved. Listen to this program. Listen to my podcast every Wednesday at noon. Every Wednesday at noon on my website, I do a podcast on a different subject. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Look at the stuff there. Watch the videos. There's more coming, by the way. We're almost there. I'm really excited about what's coming. You can listen to my archived radio shows, my archived podcasts. You can read articles. You can sign up for my newsletter. Why are you not on my newsletter? It's free. You can get my, you can call me and get my book or send me an email. You can sign up for a workshop. You can come in and see me. My consultation is free. It's your choice. You have to decide whether this is important to you and your family, or you can just listen to all the naysayers. There's a lot of them around. A lot of them around. You can just listen to all the naysayers who are telling you, no, there's nothing you can do. I don't care what he says. You can believe to the naysayers who will tell you you have to spend down. You can't keep assets. You have to be broke. You can't have more than $123,600. You can't have income. You're going to have to spend your IRA. Pardon me. You're going to have to sell your rental house. You're going to have to do all these terrible things. And none of that is true. You can be educated. You can know the truth. You can protect what you have. You can make sure grandma's taken care of, or grandpa, or yourself, or your spouse. You can make sure that you get the best care and the appropriate care possible. And you can make sure that what you worked a lifetime to acquire, to leave to as a legacy to those that you love, is not flushed down the toilet because at the end of the day, you had the wrong disease. You weren't lucky enough to die of cancer. You weren't lucky enough to die of a stroke. You were unlucky enough to have dementia or Alzheimer's or some other brain-wasting disease. 800-999-8007. Call me. Get in to see me. Bring the family. Get to an upcoming workshop. But do it now. Do it soon. Make a difference in your family's life. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can protect a lifetime's work. Yes, you can keep your house. Yes, you can keep your assets. But there has to be a plan. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being a part of the program. I look forward to seeing you at an upcoming workshop or in my office. But if nothing else, thanks for listening to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. For 20 years, California's single best source for the issues on aging. Have a great day.